Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
What is going on, ladies and gentlemen? You are tuned into the newest edition of the Fistful of Cash podcast. As always, I'm your host, Dale Lippin. It feels good to be back. This comeback is sponsored by Stay Classy Meats. Go to stayclassymeats.com. Use promo code FIST and get 10% off your entire order. Or if you set up a subscription, 10% off each and every box that comes via that subscription. This episode is also brought to you by Saving Grace, Saving Grace CBD. You go to savinggracecbd.com, use promo code CASH20, get 20% off your entire order of high-class, no THC having CBD products. Go to savinggracecbd.com. And last but not least, this episode of the podcast, like all episodes, are brought to you by the Referred app. Guys, go on the Android or Apple Store and download the Referred app. If you try Referred, It's a game changer. All we see around us when we're consuming content on the internet is promotional codes, coupon codes, people trying to get and save money anywhere they possibly can. It is really hard to keep track of all those. If you go to the Referred app, it allows you the opportunity to share the codes that you have that can make or save you money while also taking part in all of the products that everybody else offers. The Referred app has over 2,000 different companies already on there. And if you have one that's not on there, all you got to do is submit it. It's usually approved within 24 to 48 hours, and then you can start posting, sharing, and saving at all of your favorite stores. Go to the app store on your respective phone and download the Referred app. All right, let's get into it. UFC 245, triple title fight, man. Usman versus Covington, Holloway versus Volkanovski, and Nunes versus Durandamy. But before that, let's get these other fights on the main card out of the way. California kid Uriah Faber is taking on Petra Yan, or Peter. I mean, it's just easier to say Peter Yan. Uriah Faber, 35-10, 40 years old, though. Petra Yan, 13-1, and the considerable favorite. Look, I'm not going to pretend that I don't like Uriah Faber. I absolutely do like Uriah Faber. I think he got gifted that fight with Brandon Moreno. Ricky Simone, rather, not Brandon Moreno. Am I getting my Mexican guys mixed up? Hold on, I gotta look at this because Ricky Simone. Yeah, sorry, I did get them mixed up. Yeah, look, Ricky Simone had Uriah hurt, then Uriah hurt Ricky Simone, and then Mike Beltran stepped in pretty quick there. I thought that was an early stoppage. Initially, I didn't think it was all that fast. However, watching the fight over a couple times this week, I think it was pretty fast. Not to say that Ricky Simone would have recovered and gone on to win that fight, but it doesn't necessarily show us that Uriah Faber is still at top of the heap when it comes to bantamweight fighters. He's going up against an absolute dog in Yan here, and you know the odds makers have it at, you know, the disparity that it is, for good reason. Yan sitting at a -500, Uriah Faber +350. You know, I think the better play here is over under on rounds, probably the over, no matter what it comes in at, probably 2.5. Uriah has shown himself to be durable in his younger years. I mean, don't know if that's really something that he's got going with him. Are going for him right now, but Yan is more of a just beat you up for 15 minutes kind of guy as opposed to get you out of there. So with a little bit of durability from Faber and a little bit of, you know, gas tank moderation from Jan, this might go the distance. Otherwise, if you're not playing a distance play here, minus 500, plus 350, unless you're a diehard Uriah Faber fanboy, I would avoid this fight. I don't necessarily see a lot of value in any of these numbers. Not the most friendly when it comes to betting. Up next, Jose Aldo making his bantamweight debut against Marlon Moraes. Now, here's the thing, right, is that Aldo's coming to at 135. Can he even make the weight? And if he does, what's that going to do for him? I love Marlon Moraes in this fight. I know Aldo's the more decorated fighter here, but I think Moraes, who's used to fighting at 135 pounds, who isn't coming down from 145, I think he gets the job done here. Minus 210 against Jose Aldo. Unless Jose Aldo has found a way to reinvent himself at 135, I think this is Moraes. Minus 210, in my opinion, still pretty good price on him. If you're a guy that likes to bet a little heavy, that's a good way to go. You could do worse than that as far as his main card goes for value. I think Moraes just gets this done just based off the fact that I don't know what the weight cut's going to take out of Aldo. And we see guys that cut more weight than they should. They tend to be susceptible to knockouts. So all that fluid around the brain gets depleted. You don't get as much cushion when you take a lick and you go night-night. So Marlon Moraes, minus 210. I also like Marlon Moraes inside the distance as well once we see that. First title fight of the evening, Amanda Nunes taking on Jermaine Durandamy. This is probably your best shot at a big upset winner. Durandamy is an accomplished kickboxer. They have fought before, so these ladies know what to expect from each other. Durandamy sitting at plus 230, Nunes minus 300. How hungry, how motivated is Amanda Nunes? She's been champ for a while now, you know, sleeping on silk sheets. I thought that she was going to have a hard time with Holly Holm. Holly Holm, though, appears to be more of a head case lately than any other time. I would venture to say that Jermaine Durandamy, while also having her own head case issues in the past, you know, if she makes the weight for this fight, I don't see this fight going to the ground. So if it stays standing, that's her best shot. I think Nunes hits harder, but I think Durandamy's the more accomplished striker. I think she's got the better fundamentals. I'm gonna take a flyer here on Jermaine Durandamy to upset Amanda Nunes. Just my personal opinion on what I think is a good shot at winning here. I think Durandamy has a decent shot, and plus 230, I'm going to take a stab at it. Alexander Volkanovski taking on Max Holloway, challenging for that featherweight belt finally. Look, guys, I mean, Volkanovski and Holloway, this is a much closer fight than the Nunes-Durandamy fight, and I'll tell you why. It has a lot to do with the power and the punishment that Max Holloway absorbed in the Dustin Poirier fight. Max Holloway, in my opinion, has been exhibiting more and more concussion-like symptoms. Just about every time you talk to him, he sounds like he's got a mouthful of oatmeal. And as he progresses in his weight cut, he becomes a little bit harder and harder to understand. I personally, just me, am worried about the toll that Max Holloway has enacted on his body fighting the way that he has. Volkanovski is a powerhouse. However, from a skill standpoint, he's presenting everything that Max Holloway presented through Frankie Edgar. Max Holloway handily beat Frankie. I expect him to handily beat Volkanovski. Volkanovski wins this fight if Max's chin is gone from the Poirier fight and he knocks Max out. So it's either Volkanovski by stunning knockout or Max Holloway. Volkanovski does not win a decision here. So Holloway anyway or Volkanovski by knockout. Minus 185 on Max is a great price on Max. You know, probably going to play a sizable bet on him. It's just, I don't know, man. I don't like, it makes me uneasy whenever I see odds this close when I feel like they shouldn't be. But anyway, Holloway minus 185, Volkanovski plus 150. It's either Max anyway, or Volkanovski by knockout. I don't see Volkanovski winning by decision. Then the fight everybody's been waiting for, man. Kamaru Usman, Colby Covington. Look, man, you know, we talked about Usman before the Woodley fight, and, you know, the gut instinct play for that fight was take Usman. He's going to dominate Woodley. And I said, you know, every time I bet against Tyron Woodley, he ends up proving me wrong. So just based on that, I'm going to go with Woodley. But, you know, the initial gut feeling of Usman throttling Woodley is what happened. And, you know, I feel the same way about this fight. What I don't like about this fight with Usman sitting at minus 185 and Covington sitting at plus 150 is Covington is 100% in Usman's head. 100% in Usman's head. Now, that could either get Colby hurt or that could help Colby win the fight. Either way, I'm going to take Usman here. I just feel like it's a good price for him. I think he's got on par cardio. I think he's probably got a little bit better power, although I do believe Colby's going to have a wrestling advantage. Minus 185, I'm going to take Usman here. So Usman, Holloway, Durandamy, Moraes, and Yan. Those are my picks. We'll be going over some more of this stuff on Instagram throughout the weekend, so be sure to check us out. Any questions on any undercard fights, shoot me a message on Instagram at Fistful of Cash Podcast. Please take advantage of the show sponsors. They help keep this show up and running. Glad to be back. Life's just been crazy lately, guys, and I appreciate everybody still listening, and we'll talk soon. Take care and be good to each other.